Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just got my marching orders. I said, Lord, I spent a lot of time in prayer with you during the week to make sure that the word you're giving me is what you want me to say in that moment. And so as I'm feeling his presence just as you are, and our sermon that we certainly will get to next week is talking about real love and how to love our enemies. And it's real good. But God showed me something right here in worship. He said before they could ever learn to love their enemies, they got to understand how much I love them. So in this moment, as the Spirit is flowing, I want to talk to the fellas, I want to talk to the ladies, and I want to talk to everybody. Fellas, I want to talk to you because you like me. And worship sometimes for us can feel a little uncomfortable if you're not used to it, because it requires us to be vulnerable before the Lord. I know it can be like that for the ladies, but I have not been blessed to understand what it's like to be a strong woman of God, but I know what it's like to be a man of God. And I want to talk to the fellas right now and say that God is asking for your cry in this moment. Fellas, you don't have to do it like I do it, but God is saying that in this moment, part of understanding his love is understanding that he gives you an opportunity to release everything. Yeah. Fellas, doesn't it get hard sometimes? Don't we make bad choices sometimes? Don't we try to do it the best way we can sometimes? And it seems as if nobody understands. God is saying, I understand. I love you. So he says, all I want from you to do today, right now, is to give me your cry. The book of James says this about God and his love, that if we do what? If we draw near unto him, he will do what? He will draw nearer to us. And God is saying, there's some men right now that he wants to draw nearer to. Man of God, I want to tell you, I'm a combat veteran. I got big guns at home. But I realized something one day. There's some stuff that my guns can't help me with. I realized something one day that no matter how long I go to the gym, it's some stuff I ain't strong enough to handle. I realized one day that no matter how I try to be a good husband and a good father, I mess up sometimes. I realized one day that no matter what I see in myself, I discovered that I'm not worthy. But fellas, in that moment, God started to speak to me about who I was. God started to speak to me about there are some things I don't even want you to have the strength to do, because it's in those moments I want you to learn to lean on me. And God said, until you, man of God, learn to lean on me, you will never be who you have been called to be. But man of
of God, he said, if you just surrender, if you give him your cry. Can we do it like this? On the count of three, I want every man in here, I want you to give him your cry. I know it's been a long week at work. I know you're having some challenges with the mother of your children. I know you are going through some strongholds. But on the count of three, can we give our cry? Ladies, I need you to pray for the man that is in here. I need you to pray for the man that's at home. I need you to pray for your grandson. I need you to pray for your cousins. I need you to pray for every man right now, because on the count of three, every man in here is about to give God their cry, and they are going to experience real love. Fellas, can we do that on the count of three? Come on, fellas. One, two, three. Come on, fellas. Come on, fellas. Come on, fellas. Come on, fellas. It's a war cry. It's a war cry. You are letting the enemy know that you will not be defeated. You are letting God know you realize where your help comes from. You are professing to the world that you are unashamed. Come on, fellas, it's a war cry. It's been a long year. It's been a long journey. But it's a war cry. It's getting better for you. It's getting better for your relationship. It's going to get better in your finances. It's going to get better for your children. It's a war cry, fellas. Come on, ladies. Pray that man through. Pray that man through. It's a war cry right now. The stronghold has to be defeated because God loves you. The stronghold has to be destroyed because God loves you. It's a war cry right now in the name of Jesus. Fellas, let it go, fellas. Release it right now. We are a ministry that believes in healing in the name of Jesus. We believe in healing in this place. Listen, we believe in the move of God. There are so many men right now that just need God to move. I got men in prison on my heart right now. God said, pray for the men that are in prison. Pray for the men that are incarcerated. Pray for the men that haven't been in church in a while. It's a war cry, fellas. Let it go. Release it right now. God is hearing you. Experience his love right now. Experience his love in this place right now. In the name of Jesus. As the fellas continue to cry out, as the fellas continue to cry out, I want to talk to the ladies for a minute. Can I talk to the ladies for a minute? Lacey, oh, strong women of God. Tiff, I'm gonna come ask you to stand right here. My wife, she's sweet, she's beautiful, she has my back. I'm not gonna ask her to say anything, but I just want her to stand here as a show of force. Is that all right? You ain't got to say nothing. I won't put you on the spot, but I want to talk to the ladies. I want to talk to the ladies because it's your turn, because God is saying that he needs your cry as well. You see, there's one thing when we cry because of emotions, but there's a whole nother cry when we're just trying to draw closer to God. And I want to talk to any ladies in the house that want to experience some real love. God is saying real love is available to you in this place. Even if your heart has been broken, real love is available in this place. Even if you have been cheated on, real love is available in this place. There's a healing spirit in this place. And God says whatever has damaged you, whatever has destroyed you, whatever has broken your trust, God said if you cry out in this atmosphere, this is a unique atmosphere, but I feel the presence of the Lord in this place. Is there anybody else that feels the presence of the Lord in this place? Ladies, do you really feel the presence of the Lord in this place? Do you really feel social media? Do you feel the presence of the Lord right where you are? God is saying, I need you to understand real love. He says that real love doesn't care what you did last night, because real love is unconditional. Real love doesn't care about your mess ups, because real love is unconditional. God is saying that I love you unconditionally, woman of God. I love you so much that I'm going to heal you. I wish I had some people that can receive that healing right now. God says I love you so much that I'm going to restore you. There are some women that came in here that need to be restored. Ladies, God is saying, he told me to tell you that if you cry out to him, not through emotions, but if you cry out to him because you are asking for his presence, he will meet you where you are. And stand right now on the count of three. Ladies, I'm going to give you the same chance I gave the fellas. I'm going to give you an opportunity to cry out to God, because sometimes real love is not what we say. Sometimes real love is really what we do. And God says, I'm going to show you how much I love you, because you're going to walk out of here healed if you are faithful enough to receive it. So ladies, it's healing time. Fellas, we got to support the ladies just like they supported us. It's healing time in this place. Ladies, are you ready to be restored? Ladies, are you ready to be renewed? Ladies, are you ready to get over the abuse? Ladies, are you ready to get over the harm? Ladies, are you ready to get over everything that's happened to your family? Well, God is saying, cry out to me and watch what I do. Ladies, fellas, we got to support them. On the count of three, ladies, it's your turn. It's your turn, ladies. One, two, three. Come on, ladies. I don't hear you, ladies. Cry out to him right now. Cry out to him until you are healed. Cry out to him until you can let it go. Cry out to him until you release it. Cry out to him until it gets better. Master, we are calling on you. Fellas, pray for the ladies. There's a lady right now that needs to cry a little bit louder. There's a lady right now, she's been a shero all week, but God ain't looking for her to be a shero. God is looking for her to surrender. God ain't looking for her to be strong all the time. God wants her to be vulnerable. Fellas, pray for them. Allow them to know that it's okay to be vulnerable. Allow them to know it's okay not to have the answers. Allow them to know that God has heard their cries. Allow them to know God has heard your prayers. God, allow them to know that God promises never to leave you nor to forsake you. Ladies, come on, ladies. There's a woman of God that needs to cry out right now, because you need to know how much your Father loves you. He said he loves you so much that he's going to send you everything that you've been asking for in accordance with his will. But he told me to tell you to hold on a little while longer. He said this whole worship shifted just for you. He said, because you needed to be reminded to hold on a little while longer. And now, fellas, Pastor Q, come back. I want you to come back, man of God. Because we're going to have an altar prayer and closing worship. I want to say this. Now we're going to do this together. We had the men to cry out. We had the women to cry out. In our Bible study last week, we were talking about wholeness. And that if we're going to be made whole, if we're going to be made perfect, if we're going to be made complete, we need each other. You want to experience real love? Learn to love the people that God has placed you in fellowship with. Learn to understand what they've been going through. Learn to understand the gift that is in them. So in this last cry out to God, I want us to do it together. I want us to cry out together. I want us to cry out together in your own way. I just want you to give him some sweet worship. The last two was a scream, but this one, on the count of three, I'm going to give you some sweet worship. Pastor Q, I'm going to turn it over to you. I want to say this in the spirit for any first-time guests. I'm a long-winded, teaching somebody type preacher. So don't worry, I love to teach. Matter of fact, what's happening now has never ever happened before here. So come back. I got 3 points and a poem for you next week. But today I just want to make sure that somebody gets delivered, and God said that, listen, they somebody needs to know and experience real love. It's been a long time that some of y'all have experienced real love, hadn't it? Let's be honest. It's been a long time since some of us has experienced real love. God. In Bible study, we said this as well. Some of you have gone without real love so long that you started to hide it, the need for it. That is, you started to hide the need for real love, to fool yourself to think you don't need it. We say stuff like, I can do bad all by myself. We say stuff like, I don't need nobody but God. But the word of God says we need each other.
and him in the middle. And I want to tell you the danger about hiding the fact that you need real love. Whenever there is something in your life that you need and you don't acknowledge it and you don't get it, it starts to manifest itself in negative ways. I want to talk to somebody that you've been hiding or pressing the fact that you need real love. You've been hiding or pressing the fact that you need a touch today. And it's the reason that you have been behaving the way you've been behaving, because it's been manifesting, the need has been manifested itself today in negative ways. So God said, I'm tired of you avoiding what you really need. I want to give you what you want. I want to give you what you've been praying for. I want to give you what's been buried on the inside. You need real love. You need another touch. You need real friendship. You may need an intimate partner. God is saying, I'm going to give you everything that you need. There's one key that opens it. I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Q. Pastor Q, I'm going to let you just do whatever you and the Holy Ghost want to do. One key that opens the door to real love, and that is faith. Faith. Faith that he will answer your faintest cry. My question for you this, before I turn it back over to Pastor Q. Do you have faith enough today to receive that God is going to give you real love? Do you have faith enough to receive that God is going to heal you from the brokenness of the fake love? Do you have faith enough to receive that God can do it, and he can do it right now? Where is your faith? God wants to love you. Pastor Q.
Tonight is gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning. Whoa, ain't no need to worry. What tonight is gonna bring? It will be all over in the morning. In the morning.
Can you say that over in the morning?
In the morning.
It's gonna be over in the morning.
It'll be all over
in the morning.
In the morning.
I heard Pastor say something about us needing each other, and I couldn't help but think about this song, because sometimes we do mask ourselves in moments like that where we feel like we don't need somebody else. But you can't make it in this life without having somebody. Somebody to push you. Somebody to tell you, hold you accountable. Somebody to push you towards your goals and your dreams. It may not be meant for you to get married, but you need some kind of pusher in your back to tell you to keep going. So I just heard a song. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me, agree with me, we're all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me, I need you to survive. Come on, let's say that as a family. Look to somebody beside you. Come on, let's tell them all over the room. Say, sing, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me.
We're all a part.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree with me.
We're all a part.
We're all a part of God's body.
It is a sweet.
will.
It is His will
that every need,
be supplied.
You are important to me.
I need you to survive.
You are important to me.
I need you to
next part says,
survive.
I pray for you, you pray for me. I love you, I need you to survive. I won't harm you.
Woo!
With words from my mouth. I love you, I need you to survive.
I pray for you.
You pray for me.
You pray for me.
I love.
I need you to survive. I won't harm you.
With words from my mouth.
With words from my mouth.
I love. Yes, I do.
I need you to
said
survive.
I need you. You need me.
You need me.
I need you. You need me.
I need you. I need.
Yes, you need me.
You need me.
I need you. You need me.
You need.
Said I pray for you.
I pray for you.
You pray for
you
me.
Pray for me.
I love you.
I love. You.
I need you to.
I need you. To
survive.
I won't harm you.
With words from my mouth. That last part.
It is His will that every need be supplied.
Stay right there for a minute. Just tell yourself that it is His will.
It is His will.
Every need.
That every need.
Every need.
Be supplied.
You don't cry just to be crying. It is His will.
It is His will.
That every
that
need.
Every oh. need.
You are important, important to me.
I need you to survive.
Listen, in moments like this, you just gotta get out of God's way. And that's what Pastor Balance has done this morning. As much as we as pastors, we plan and we study and we plan, and we study, at the end of the day, we have to get up to only sit down. God Almighty Jesus. Lord, I felt that real good. We have to get up to only sit down. So I pray that you walk away not with the attitude. He didn't even preach. No, you had an encounter. Encounters can't be planned. Encounters can't be planned. And because you're watching virtually, I pray that you have received in your home, that you have lifted your hands, that you have told everybody in your living room you need them to survive, that you told them don't forget your worship, but take this worship and let your worship be a weapon. Take this worship and let it fight for you this week. Whatever that comes your way, you better lift your hands and say, I choose to worship. You ought to just practice right now. Let this be a rehearsal. Lift your hands and say, I choose to worship. I choose to give Him glory. I choose to magnify Him. I choose to lift Him up. I choose to stand up only to sit down and let God have His way. So, Father, we close from this moment, from this time. Father, if there's one in this atmosphere that don't know you, the free pardon of their sins, God, we want them to join us on this worship train. But your word declared that you seek as such to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, they don't want to be falsified anymore, but God, they want to come to the knowledge of you. If you're one in this room that wants the Lord to be your Savior, would you join us at this altar? Would you type in the text box as our prayer warriors are ministering to those that are online? If you want to accept salvation, drop your name there and your information so that we can get with you. If you're in this building, we want to physically touch you and walk you through the plan of salvation. I need you to survive. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to God.